Song two, song piece number four. Here is the tenor solo part, and you come in at measure eight at the bottom of the first page. One and two. Let me get the bass part. The bass starts. Song two, stories, days. You come in. Song two, turn, isn't it? Hold on. You'll get it from 14 to 15. Going on, page four, it's piano at the beginning. Chorus at letter C. Going to letter D. This is a big change in tempo. I think it's a big change in feeling. If I start a little early at measure 38, the choir is going... to a theme and variations, a kind of a chaconne. So at letter D, your part is this, tenor, one. Two, one. And. Letter E, chorus. Choir singing. I don't know if I've kept the right tempo, but this is what we're going with. The choir at F. For those, the changes of accidentals, F sharps to F naturals, B flats become B naturals, and things change. There's no key signature though. Letter L. And so the choir is going to go something like, you're going to clash a little bit. Letter L. Ladies at M. Tenor. Quivenit. One. Benedictus. Benedictus. N. Benedictus. Benedictus. Yes, your words are above your notes there. This was, I think, the clearest way to write this little section. It's a little complicated with your rhythms. I'm sorry. Let me do letter N and I'll go on this time. Letter N. Benedictus, Benedictus. Accelerating. Hosanna like a trumpet. Chorus. Letter P. Piano goes. Hosanna in excelsis. Hosanna. Hosanna in excelsis. Hosanna in excelsis. Hold the G. Hosanna. Together, even though the orchestra says later. All right, have fun.